This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
I've talked to a handful of Bears fans, and including you, and most everyone is pretty pumped about Caleb Williams. I feel like early on in the process, there are a few people that said, oh, I have maybe some slight concerns, but I feel like now Bears fans across the board are like, no, let's go, we're on board.
Yeah, at the end of last season, it was kind of split around Chicago, like whether we should keep Justin Fields and just really build up the roster around him, or should we, you know, trade him, let him go, and bring in Caleb Williams, draft him number one overall. Now that the decision has been made without officially being made, everyone in the city, it seems like, is all for Caleb Williams coming into Chicago. They're going to welcome him with open arms. I mean, the Bears themselves, in the dinner that, you know, GMs typically take players out to and stuff, the Bears had some of their leaders, DJ Moore, some of their top players go out to dinner with Caleb Williams instead. So that's already just accelerating the process here in Chicago, which has fans very excited about Caleb Williams going number one, being the new franchise quarterback, and leading the Bears to the promised land, hopefully.
Yeah, Bears, minus 10,000, Caleb Williams is to go number one overall. If you want to lay it, you can make yourself one whole dollar. How about some NFL news, since we are talking about pro football? And this was interesting. Dolphins head coach Mike McDaniel called out Tyreek Hill last year, and Hill apparently loved it. This was in last year's playoff game against the Chiefs. And there's a clip of this that you can find, easy to find. It was a 3rd and 13, and Hill just got handled by Legarius Sneed. And so Hill was on a podcast and said he got back to the sideline, and Mike McDaniel said to him, Reek, you're supposed to be the best player in the league, and this guy's putting his hands all over you like that. We pay you all this money for what? And a lot of players would have been upset by that. And Hill said, I loved it because I take stuff like that, and I take it to heart, and I get better from it. And I thought that was some interesting insight. Not every player who was that good can swallow his ego enough to say, you know what, maybe coach was right. Because if you look at this clip, Tyreek Hill got handled on this play.
Yeah, it was not a good look for Tyreek Hill, because he had a fairly good game up until that point. I believe, you know, when Legarius Sneed kind of handled him, that was in the fourth quarter. So they ended on that sourish note. But you want a player like that, especially in the NFL where egos run high. Like, egos in the NFL are outrageous compared to a lot of other sports, right? But you have a player of Tyreek Hill's caliber still saying, yeah, hold me accountable. The team needs to see you hold me accountable, because if I can get away with this type of stuff, what type of example is that setting for the younger players, maybe the less talented players, the second, third stringers? Are they going to be able to get away with that? And if that's the case, we're never going to get better as a team. So he liked that because it shows the other players that you have to perform, even if you're getting paid all this money. And if you don't, our team is not going to succeed. So I love that from Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, I do too. I was surprised to hear that. Good on him. Dolphins right now at BetMGM, plus 175 to win the AFC East, behind the Bills, who are the favorites again at plus 155. Well, Tom Brady, the man just cannot stay out of the news. Actually, this is interesting, though. He's going to be roasted on a Netflix special that will air Sunday, May the 5th at 8 o'clock. It's going to be hosted by Kevin Hart. Jeff Ross, the Roastmaster, will be there because that's what he does. So this is going to be a mega event. Who is going to show up to roast Tom Brady? Will Giselle waltz in and have a few things to say? Will Bill Belichick show up and drop some Cleveland jokes? Like, who's going to show up to roast? I'm sure Gronk will show up and he'll do something goofy and it'll be funny. But man, is anyone really going to take it to Tom Brady? This I'm very interested to see.
I was going to say, of all people, Gronk is for sure going to be there and, you know, give us a peel the curtain back on some Brady stories from his career. It would be amazing if Belichick showed up. Like, that would show Bill Belichick's just, I think he's got a humorous side. We just don't get to see it all that often, but that would be fantastic. But you have to imagine, you know, some of his like avocado, his weird eating habits, that's going to be talked about. I would imagine his divorce, like, retiring, unretiring, retiring again. There's plenty that you can poke fun at Tom Brady for. And Jenks, we'll probably have to ask Lucy Burge about this.
Talk
to her later in the show, because she's going to have a whole lineup. Like, she probably already has this whole scripted out in her mind of what's going to happen. And I'm very interested to see what she has to say, because of all people to roast, Tom Brady's a big name.
Oh, God. Lucy will have her own roast planned, knowing Lucy.
Yes.
Now, let me ask you, could you ever be the subject of a roast? Could you ever be roast? I could never do this, ever. Like, I'm way too sensitive, which I know sounds crazy, but I just know myself. I would take it all personally, and so I would just not be able to do it. And I admire those who, because you should have a sense of humor about yourself, right? And say, you know, I don't take myself that seriously, but I just know me, how I'm built. I'd be like, oh, that hurts my, I get upset when Banana Ball 69 says something to me on Twitter, and I'm like, he said I sucked. That guy, he doesn't even have an avatar. That hurts my feelings. I mean, the last thing you want to hear is from people I know. So could you be the subject of a roast? Would you take it in stride? I feel like you would.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Jenks, I was the subject of a roast. So I got married last summer. And on my bachelorette party, instead of all, you know, the typical bachelorette party shapes and things that you have, you know, around the weekend, we did a roast. So we stayed in on Saturday night, and my maid of honor put together a PowerPoint that everyone sent in a roast of me. So it was like all the guys I dated in the past, like mistakes I made in college, all that stuff. It was like a 2-hour PowerPoint. I had to sit up in front of everyone as they all just roasted me. It was the best time. It was unbelievable. I had so much fun. And we laughed so hard because it's all just stupid, silly stuff.
Right.
And you gotta make fun of yourself sometimes. So I hope Tom Brady takes it the same way, because at the end of the day, it's just all good fun.
Yeah, and here's the thing. Like, what can you say about Tom? Like, you can only say so much about Tom Brady. It's like, this guy couldn't win 8 Super Bowls. It's like, oh, okay, I guess. Well, I mean, he's the greatest quarterback of all time. But I think now that he's divorced and he's out of football and he's older, it's going to be easier now. And maybe there's the separation with Bill Belichick, whatever that is. But there's some things there, but it'll be well produced. Again, Kevin Hart is hosting, so the way it's going to be done is going to be hilarious. My favorite roast clip of all time, I'm a huge Norm Macdonald fan. And RIP Norm, RIP Bob Saget. But if you've ever seen the Norm Macdonald roast of Bob Saget, the story goes that he was told to, you know, not overdo it and to sort of reel it in a little bit before his roast of Bob Saget. And so you have to search for this clip, because they definitely edited it down. So he goes out and does like 10 minutes of the lamest, corniest roast jokes you can find. I mean, terrible, like from the 1930s, like insults, like not really that funny. But the more he did it and the more he leaned into it, the funnier it got, because it was so unfunny. It was very anti-comedy. It was awesome. So this will not be that, but I think it'll be a great event, and I'm gonna tune in.
Yeah, I think you have to, right? Tom Brady, massive name in the NFL. Obviously, everyone knows who he is. You've got Kevin Hart. And there's going to be some big-time celebrities at this.
Yes.
Rutgers, right? There's going to be some massive names. So we'll probably have it a little bit more PG-13 than Norm MacDonald roasting Bob Saget. But that also kind of fits Bob Saget. Like, you know, the Full House character. He was kind of just plain Jane guy. So I have not seen that, Jinx, but I am going to go back and look that up this afternoon.
It's worth that. At first, you're going to be like, I don't think... You're going to be on one side of it or another. Like, you're going to be like, oh, this is amazing and how unfunny, intentionally unfunny it is, just to get back at the producers. And what I find interesting about it, because I love comedy, and is that the audience can't figure out what's going on, but the comedians are dying. Like, Bob Saget is almost crying laughing so hard. The comedians are loving it, but the audience is like, I don't know what's happening. Have you seen that, Bill?
I've seen clips of it, yeah. I mean, it's Norm MacDonald.
Yeah, it's right. The best. Right. So, yeah, it's Normie. So that's normally how it goes. But I'm glad you are better than that than I would be, because if I went to a roast, they'd trot out some of me like, so let's talk about your divorce. I'd be like, oh, I don't want to talk about that. Can we talk about my 0-4 night? I want to talk about my 0-4 night. Can we talk about my coffee crotch? Let's talk about that. Like, anything with the exception of that. Oh, my God. Do you have a favorite comedian before we go to break here, since we're talking about comedy a little bit? Because that's part of the roast, and I'm sure there'll be, as you know, with any roast, there will be plenty of comics on stage.
It's got to be Bill Burr. He has to be there.
He has to, and he's a Boston guy.
Yeah, that's exactly why. Oh, he has to be there.
That would be amazing to watch. A great point. Who are your favorite comedians, Kate?
Yeah, Bill Burr will for sure be there.
He's awesome.
I love Shane Gillis right now. I know he's kind of the hot big name and everyone loves him, but I think he is so funny. Who's the guy with he's kind of a silver fox. He's turning a little gray. I'll think of his name. I can't off the top of my head.
Larry the Cable Guy.
And then yes, that is it. Silver Fox, Larry the Cable Guy. Exactly who I was thinking.
We'll figure it out. No one has ever described Larry the Cable Guy's the Silver Fox.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.